Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
There's no anointing if Jesus isn't Lord, head of the church. When we allow religion and worldliness to get into the church and we push the Lord Jesus back to his throne, we cease being a voice. We cease doing the things that God's called us to do. And the Lord spoke this to me. He said this. He said, I want to tell you why the last move fizzled out finally, and there's not been a move of the Spirit in a major way in America over these last years. I heard one person say, he said, over the last 3 decades, and I got looking at it, I thought, my God, he's right. Why haven't we had that? And the Lord spoke this to me. He said, the ministries wanted the anointing and the signs, but they didn't want me. They wanted the miracles, signs, and wonders so they could build their big churches, take up their big offerings, do their big, media evangelisms and all this stuff. And he said, but they didn't really want me. And we became a church that didn't really want Jesus in our services. Say amen or oh me, but it's so anyway. Not in every church, but I'm talking about the church as a whole. And we need to come back to the Lord. And Zechariah says, listen, you need to go to the Lord during these times of the latter rain. And we're living in the times of the latter rain. These are the last days. Amen. And he says, listen, you need to go to the Lord and cry out to him with all that's in you and cry for him to move, because it's the Lord that ushers in the lightnings and the glory and the power. It all comes from him. And he's the one that releases the rain of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God to come down upon the place and change it. Amen. Now, in James chapter 5, I told you there in Zechariah, look in James 5 and verse 7, James gives us a little bit more insight into this. Once again, reading it out of the Amplified, James 5, 7, James says it this way, so be patient, brethren, as you wait till the coming of the Lord. Notice that, be patient, be persistent, stay with it, praise God. Now, what James is going to reveal to us is this, that what Zechariah said, ask of the Lord rain, is not just a one day, one time prayer. It's a consecration to God to pray and seek him until he's lording himself and the anointing is flowing and lives are being changed. And he's being glorified. Amen. James says, be patient, brethren, as you wait. And the word wait doesn't mean sit there and twiddle your thumbs. That means to wait upon the Lord means to minister to the Lord. Are you listening to me? It means they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That doesn't mean, well, I'm going to go home and wait on the Lord. No, you know what he's talking about? They that wait, they that minister, they that pray in the Spirit, they that worship God, they that spend time magnifying the Lord shall renew their strength. That's what he means. He says, as you wait, as you minister to the Lord till the coming of the Lord, see how the farmer waits expectantly for the precious harvest from the land? Are you expecting a harvest? James gives us more insight. When you pray, are you expecting an answer? Are you really expecting to see people saved and healed and filled and signs and wonders and miracles and the Holy Ghost being poured out? See, we should be expecting a harvest. Amen. Somebody says, Pastor, have you been watching all the programs that we've been watching? Have you been hearing all this going on? Yeah, that doesn't change God. Amen. That doesn't change God's normal. Amen. It may change us, but it doesn't change God's plan or purpose or at all. God has said in the last days, this is what's supposed to happen. If it's not happening, maybe we've got our eyes off the Lord of the harvest and we've got our eyes on the problems and we are not patient, waiting upon the Lord, expecting him to do something in the midst of all this. Amen. Notice he says this. He said, they're waiting expectantly for the precious harvest from the land. See how he keeps up his patient vigil over it until he receives the early and the late rains. What's he saying? You got to pray until it rains. You got to pursue God and worship God and love God and stay in the gap and cry out to God until the Lord begins to move, and all of a sudden you hear the thunders roaring and God comes with the lightnings. Listen, that's the same thing that happened on the day of Pentecost. The Lord showed up with the glory of God, roaring thunder and lightning, and bam! The fire of God set upon each and every one of them. And they were baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire, and they changed the world. And you see this happening throughout the scriptures and all throughout the book of Acts, how they'd go into a place and get persecuted, and they would pray until the power of God was released in that area and establish churches and set people free. Amen. And folks, I'm going to tell you what, He's the same God, it's His same norm, and we're His same people, and it's up to us now to ask the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. And it's time for us to stay with it until the Lord makes the lightnings, usher in the glory, and brings down the rain. Amen? Amen. And somebody says, yeah, but Brother Hubman, I just can't see how you can see there's a harvest out there. Well, how is it in Matthew chapter 9 when Jesus was persecuted by the religious people and they said He was casting out demons by the devil himself and all these things, and the Lord is ministering the gospel of the kingdom and He looks out over all these people. I mean, hurting people, struggling people, people with all kinds of problems, and their lives are a mess. And He turns to His disciples and says, look, the harvest is plenteous. The laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest and labor. You know, Jesus didn't see them as a mess. He saw them as a harvest.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we should stop seeing our nation as a mess and start seeing it as a harvest.
Amen.
We should get our eyes off of everything that's being reported and get our eyes over on God and say, I'm not going to be moved. Nothing's going to steal my faith. Nothing's going to cause me to be discouraged. I'm not going to be a part of the problem. I'm going to be a part of the answer. And God, to be a part of the answer, that means that I need to understand it's Your will in these last days to do what Joel prophesied. But You will not do it if we, Your people, do not seek You and cry out to You and pray to You and stay patient and persistent to You until You come and pour out the rain upon us, and take us out of our dry season, and bring us over into Your rainy season. You know what happens in Africa? You ever seen any of the National Geographic when they show some of those plains? I mean, you know, you got animals struggling, you got, you know, the predators trying to survive, and you've got the other animals trying to stay out of their lunch bucket, and you know, and all these animals are skinny and they're running from place to place trying to find something, and all of a sudden, you know, the weather begins to change, and back off in the distance there's clouds begin to rise up, and all of a sudden, you know, the temperature begins to change, and you can see lightning's flashing, and the next thing you know, those dead, dry streams begin to get filled up, and it's not even raining here yet, but it's raining over here, and that rain has caused everything to begin to change as it makes its way to them. And the next thing you know, all those dry desert places are just lush and green, and all the animals are flourishing, and everybody's having a good time. Why? Because they went from their dry season to their rainy season. Folks, it's hard to survive as a Christian in the dry season. Are you hearing me? Because you see, we're never supposed to just be in the dry season all the time. That's why the prophet in the Old Testament said, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by My Spirit you're going to see these things happen. And being in the Spirit means I'm flowing in the rainy season of God. How do I get the rainy season of God to come? I need to pray. I got to seek God. I've got to cry out to the Lord for His help during this time. Now, quickly, go back over to Hosea. I want you to see something here in Hosea, the fifth chapter. I believe this will help you. How do I seek God? How do I pray to God? How do I wait upon the Lord? Well, in Hosea chapter 5, Hosea shows us a dry season. And Hosea chapter 5 and 6 tells us why there's a dry season. Because they had turned from God, did their own thing, pursued the world, and gotten worldly. And so what does God say in verse 15 of chapter 5? He says, I will return to My place on high until they acknowledge their offense and feel their guilt and seek My face. In their affliction, when it gets bad enough, and in their distress, when it is really bad, they'll seek Me. They'll inquire for Me. They'll require Me earnestly. You know what He's saying? He's saying, if you're smart And you're so dehydrated, you don't know if you can make it through the rest of the day spiritually, and everything around you is so dry, and things are dying, and the predators are eating up everybody. And your mouth is full of dust, and the water you are drinking is dirty because it's so low. He says, in that time, the smart person will seek me. Those who are my covenant people, surely at that time, he says, they'll acknowledge their offense. In other words, he's saying, the first thing you do, you say, God, this isn't your fault, because you spoke to us in Acts chapter 2 through the Apostle Peter that it was your will in these last days to pour out your Spirit upon all of us. Amen. So you're not the problem. It must be us. Amen. You ever read 2 Chronicles 7:14? You ever read that one? It doesn't say, if the politicians, if the government officials, if those that are over the money markets, if those who are handling the stock market, if those are out here, you know, that are in business. No, he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. What's he saying? It starts with us. Amen. We're the ones who are to bring God's normal into the abnormal that's the world. Amen. Amen. And so God says, if you're in a place of affliction, get serious and humble yourself and be sincere about it and say, God, I didn't want to be, but I've been a part of the problem. Amen. And I ask you to forgive me, and I ask you to help me to turn me around, and Lord, send a spirit of repentance and restoration upon the church, and help all of us repent and turn around and cry out to you with all of our heart and seek you and cry out of you and realize of necessity we need you. How many of you know that it's a necessity now? It isn't just a luxury. It's of a necessity we need the outpouring of the Holy Ghost right now. It's a necessary thing. Amen. It's like when Jesus was teaching them in Luke chapter 24, after he appeared to the disciples, he said, it was necessary that the Son of Man suffer. It was necessary. In other words, he's saying, these things I did was necessary to get you to a place where the power of God could come into your life. Well, I'm going to tell you something, folks. It is necessary for us to repent, cry out to God, and seek him with all of our heart, and ask him to pour his Spirit out upon us and come visit us again. Amen. It's not just a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. Hallelujah. And look what he says. Here's in chapter 6, verse 1. He says this. He says, here's what you say. Come and let us return to the Lord. Everybody, we ought to be praying for believers everywhere to return to the Lord. See, you can't return to him if you wasn't with him. So he's not praying for sinners to get saved here. He's praying for the church to return to the Lord.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link, or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.